We now welcome on the call the head coach of Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A bye week for your team last week. How did you and your coaches attack the week?
Well, you know, with playing the Thursday night opening, we had quite a bit of time. So we were able to get Rhode Island behind us with our team, give our kids a couple of days off. The early part of last week, we went Tuesday through Friday practicing and basically making sure we kept the speed of the game correct. So we did a lot of Stony Brook versus Stony Brook, very little preparation for our next opponent. You know, with the amount of time in between games, I was very concerned about this game not being another first game. I think we got out of it pretty well. Practiced, took Saturday off, came back and practiced last night and took today off.
Was it a case where you made many changes, or is it more just tweaking some of the things that you saw from week one?
Well, I think you you're always interested to see how other people perceive you as your potential weaknesses. So I think we've certainly addressed some of those things that maybe Rhode Island discovered in their studying. But it was mostly just getting our personnel to take the next step. Rhode Island was a long time ago, so not real reason to discuss that. More of a reason is that, you know, being able to take that game two move, as all the coaches have just think, between game one and game two, there's a lot of growth that normally goes on. So we needed to make sure we took care of that in a practice situation.
First question this morning from Howard Herman. Go ahead, Howard.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, do you remember the last time you were in Amherst back in 05? And can you talk a little bit about what you see in the tape of UMass?
Yeah, how are you? Good seeing you again, my friend. I think, if you take away the scoreboard, to be honest with you, I think defensively, they're playing a ton of people. They're active. They're rushing the passer in both games. The quarterbacks have done a great job of escaping pressure and creating. Coach Brown is a terrific defensive mind as well as a head coach. And he's got his kid playing hard defensively. Offensively, they're still getting used to the new system and, you know, trying to fight through maybe some of the things at the quarterback position that they're trying to get a grasp on. But, you know, they've got good running backs, good receivers. They're strong. They're athletic. And I honestly believe the scores were misleading from my perspective as far as their athleticism and ability.
Chuck, when you play these FBS games in general, they're obviously tough, but CA teams have had success. You've had success. What do you try to, other than trying to get a win, what do you try to get most out of these type of games?
Yeah, I mean, I think once again, it's the challenges that kids are really excited about, as we know. So there's a little extra motivation in those type of things, playing up as the other coaches. But you want to play well. I think when the game's over, you want to play well. If you play well, you have a chance to win. If you have a chance to win, then close the game. So, once again, our goal is to go to Amherst and give them a game and be able to walk away with a victory.
Go back from first game to second game, both on offense and defense. Offensively, obviously, you're rotating a couple of new guys in at quarterback and using two different style guys. And then we talked some about the attention Tyson's going to get all year long. With that type of focus, what have you talked about offensively, scheme-wise, to try to be a little bit more productive on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think you certainly address what you didn't do well. We were inefficient in some areas. I'd like to give Rhode Island some of that credit, to be honest with you. I thought they did a nice job with some things. I'm really not concerned about our personnel offensively. I think we've had one test. We've been there before. You've got to really just take the next step. And, I think our quarterback situation, as I said all along, I like it. I believe they got their first game under their belt and think we'll be fine. And, you know, with Lawton, you know, people are going to try to stop him. Obviously, we found other ways to gain yards, and we'll continue to do that.
Defensively, it starts with your veteran linebackers with Reggie Manch and Tyler King. When you're working some new guys in on defense, as you did in week one, how nice to have leadership at that position, and how key are those guys to your success on defense?
Yeah, I think, you know, everything's built through the core of your defense. So I think having those two inside guys give the leadership off the field, in practice, and certainly the game reps that they've had is, you know, is important. You know, I once again, I think when you go back and you look at what that defense was able to do at halftime against what I think is a talented Rhode Island offense, held them to 6 first downs, held them to 1 first down in the second quarter, held them to 100 yards. You learn how to play a complete game. They made some adjustments. We didn't make them, and we didn't get it done. And that was a group effort offensively, defensively, coaching staff wise. So, but I'm excited about our defense and our ability to step to the plate this weekend.
Got a follow up from Howard. Go ahead, Howard.
Chuck, I wanted to take you way back in the way back machine. How much did your coaching against a guy like Dick Farley help you to where you are now?
Dick's a tremendous person. And I believe I played him in my second game as a young head coach at Trinity. And, you know, certainly built our program at Trinity, how he built his program there. I mean, the stability he brought to that place and his recruiting style and his, as you know, his toughness that he brought to the field as a head football coach. So it was certainly influential in me, for me.
Chuck, along those same lines, do you go back, have you played against Don Brown teams in the past? And as you've looked at this tape, do you see a lot of similarities to maybe some schemes you've seen before?
Yeah, I mean, we had the chance to play against him when I first got here. And certainly Don is a quality person and been friends with him for a long time. We competed against each other when he was at Yale and I was at Penn. You know, he's got a great reputation of understanding how to defend offenses. You see it on the field. He's consistent. He does what he does. He doesn't allow you to take him out of that game. And that's what I certainly expect this weekend.
All right. Howard, do you have another question? Are you good? All right. Chuck, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to UMass, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.